This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I want to know who Ed Buck is, so I'm going to find out right now. 7 after the hour, Wednesday, July the 14th. Tomorrow will be halfway through the month. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. All right, Victoria. Jennifer, who's Ed Buck?
Well, Ed Buck, we talked about him, I remember, because we were kind of appalled that this story went on without getting any attention a few years ago. Ed Buck is a wealthy political donor. He donates primarily to Democrats. That's not necessarily important. He was giving a pass because he was donating to a lot of high-profile individuals. Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu. He was a philanthropist. He was involved with lots of animal rights causes. But
how did he make his money?
I don't know. I'll have to look into how he got his money, but he's rich. Okay. And he was just charged in connection with the overdose deaths of a couple of men, two men, in his West Hollywood apartment. His trial just got underway this week.
Remember this guy?
Yeah, we talked about it here. And you'll remember Jameel Moore was the name of one of his victims, and his sister was really loud, an advocate to try to get people to pay attention to this. It was largely ignored for way too long, so much so that a third victim narrowly escaped with his life. When he was at the apartment of Ed Buck, he had dosed him with methamphetamine, and what we believe, I guess police believe, was also the date rape drug. The guy could not move. He was immobile, and Ed Buck kept trying to tell him to leave his apartment, and he couldn't get up, and Ed Buck started laughing about the fact that he couldn't get up and leave, and he came at him with a chainsaw. And the guy says that he had this feeling of just that adrenaline kick in. He was able to get up and get out, and that was really what brought him in, was his story, finally, after two other people had already died. So this is 2 years after he was arrested and charged by federal prosecutors. He's on trial for providing fatal doses to two young men, running a drug den, and persuading others to travel for prostitution. He's 66. He's pleaded not guilty. He's facing 9 felony charges that could bring him life in prison if he's convicted. And he was arrested back in 2019. A lot of activists were involved with this. It was quiet for a while. They would literally have protests every day in front of his West Hollywood apartment, particularly led by the family of Jamal Moore, who was 26 and died on his floor in 2017. Timothy Dean, who was 55, died 18 months later, and it took another 9 months and the near death of that other overdose victim before he was finally arrested in September of 2019. Family members for both of the victims spoke on Tuesday, and basically what happened in court is that they did jury selection yesterday. Once that process is complete, they expect that the trial is going to last for about 10 days. Jasmine Kinnick is a political strategist. She's a journalist, and she's the one who led the charge kind of in the public eye to bring Buck to justice. They said that before he escaped because of his wealth, his political ties, and a lot of people say it's race. He likes to prey on young black men. And so according to the family and to Jasmine Kinnick, she says just getting this to trial is a victory because who knows who would have died in the time if he had not been arrested 2 years ago. Mm. So
speaking of scumbags, the continuing focus on Mr. Weinstein. Have you seen this HBO? I saw a piece of it last night. Ronan Farrow interviewing the woman who basically brought down Weinstein. Have you seen this? It's a 6-part series. The Italian model who was very instrumental in putting it all together. It's called Catch and Kill. I'm surprised.
Oh, like his book. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I just happened to come upon it. I didn't really know it was him until it made sense that it was him.
Frank Sinatra Jr.?
Who, Ronan Farrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does that come from? Why do you say
that's
that?
That's his father.
Mia Farrow?
Yeah. No, that's his father.
Frank Sinatra Jr. Yeah.
Yeah, because there was a Frank Jr., but yeah, he's Jr.
Jr.
Clearly. He's not Woody Allen's son.
No.
Which I'm sure he's very happy about.
Yeah. So, anyway,
hello.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jen, on this story, though, this is just, like, nuts. This totally just blows my mind.
So the neighbors are even going to be testifying because they saw this constant flow of men in and out of his apartment. And they said that it only ebbed after the deaths, but then they pick up again. One neighbor reported to investigators that Buck told him he was a social worker helping the men. Several men are expected to testify about his compulsion to, quote, pump drugs into others regardless of the consequences. They say he has a fetish for injecting people. One man said he was paid $300 as an escort. And Buck gave him what he said was meth, but it immobilized him on the floor for more than 6 hours. This is a story I told you about. Yeah. He told the man to leave, but the guy couldn't leave. When Buck approached him with a buzzing power saw, the man said that a surge of adrenaline drove him to get to his feet and escape. It's crazy.
This is
people, these are just the deaths that we know of. And the one who narrowly escaped death, there are many men who overdosed on his floor that survived that no one's even talking about here. Now, Dane Brown is the guy that he chased with the chainsaw. He said he'd been living in a hotel on Skid Row when he met Buck on Adam for Adam, which is a gay dating and escort site. And he moved in for part of the summer. He said that Buck injected him with meth on a daily basis for 5 weeks.
Oh,
When he knew he overdosed, he tried to get an ambulance. Buck refused to call an ambulance. I mean, it's just...
All right, so we went back to the Ed Buck story after I suggested the it's good.
Well, Victoria said, while you were taking your phone call, she said, that's some story. And I was like,
yeah, I mean, that story just blows my mind. And to think of so many people, I mean, these are not people on the grid. You know, I mean, these are people who are not really on anyone's radar. We don't know,
homeless,
like Jen said.
Drug addicts.
Yeah. That's they're the easiest targets because you could dump a body and someone's just going to go, oh, they just overdosed and that's it. And they have no idea.
Ugh. All right. Joe Biden says that the rioters are worse than Confederates. In what context did he say that, Jennifer?
It was at that he did a speech in Pennsylvania, and he was talking again about the voter rights bill and the For the People Act. This is, I mean, they keep saying that this push for voter ID is somehow comparable to Jim Crow, and they call it Jim Crow 2.0. They've even started to backtrack a bit because they know this is a losing message when, like, 85% of the population approves of voter ID. People like Jim Clyburn are like, oh, no, we never said voter ID was racist. Well, yeah, you did. Everybody's been saying voter ID is racist, which is insulting because people who are people of color can get an ID. I did the topic yesterday on my show. Has anyone ever tried to stop you from voting? Have you not, you know, I mean, have you... Who are these people that they're talking about? I'd like to see them. I'd like to talk to people who have been denied the right to vote because I don't believe this narrative. I don't believe this narrative.
Either.
I think there are probably stories one-off, but my goodness, the problem is that too many people are voting, and I don't mean too many legal citizens. I mean illegal citizens that are voting and that are given the opportunity to because
of
fraud.
They all vote for the Democrats, and that's what the Democrats
want. And I think it's, you know what, it's kind of clear something. I know you mentioned Cuba a little while ago.
Just to real quick on that statement, Doug, it does go both ways because there were cases of voter fraud in New Jersey, and they were all Trump votes. So
how
it does
many?
Go both ways.
Who even cares?
Numbers?
Fraud is bad.
Well,
Doug
is trying to make it a blanket statement that it only people voting for Democrats.
I think the majority of people, in my experience, at least what I feel and know, is
how many people
more
do you know have committed voter fraud?
Oh,
besides you,
me?
Himself.
Yeah.
Besides you, you voted and you didn't vote Democrat.
I'm not likely.
I wouldn't imagine you voted Republican
either.
It
depends. I have to go back to when it actually took place.
Your argument's kind of telling me it's sort of like my least favorite cheese, the Swiss kind.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to know why, here's a little bit of something that I think is important to note, because we have spent a lot of time talking about the border and, you know, what the motivations are at the border. And one of the schools of thought, and it's one that I believe, is that the Biden administration is not serious about closing down the border because they like having this opportunity to bring more people in the country who are not eligible to vote but will be sent ballots. It provides you more. It's a scam to get voters. Exactly.
Yep.
And so if you want some proof of this, the people of Cuba, I would hope we could all agree, are suffering right now. They don't have food on the shelf. They don't have medicines to deal with their illness. They are in dire straits, and they are trying to fight for freedom. And yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who has opened up the southern border and done nothing but incentivize people coming here illegally, said that Haitian and Cuban migrants can't come to seek asylum in the United States. Now, why would that be? Well, it's because Cubans are on to the people who are pushing socialism, and they're going to vote for Republicans. So Mayorkas is opening up the southern border who are just walking in, and they won't let asylum seekers who are actually escaping trouble come into the country.
Okay, but to say that Cubans can't come in, you're also assuming that then that's the assumption that they're also going to be illegally voting?
Yes, I think there's an opportunity here for everybody to vote, especially in states where there are motor voter laws.
So then there you go, Doug. It's not just Democrats.
But they don't want Republican voters in here.
No matter
it's
wrong. The whole, this
the whole thing
sick,
is wrong.
It's just so corrupt. And, you know, it's frustrating. It really is. All right, here's the mayor of Lancaster, California, who now says if you want to work for the city, you better be vaccinated or we'll be firing you.
That's happening in a lot of municipalities around the country, depending on what state you're in. Yeah,
can they get away with it?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not
private.
Technically,
yes.
Public sector, different than the private sector. We understand sector can require
that expansion of the Employment Act, whatever the full name is, I'm blanking on right now, but that was expanded, I think, last year. It was before Biden came into office. And under that employment expansion, your employer can make you get a vaccine. Now, I don't know how far that goes into a public job. I'm not sure. But technically, I don't know. It's a gray area.
The answer is
sure.
The government cannot tell you to get a vaccine. They can.
I don't think
and they're
so.
Going to try, and they're going to try, and they're going to try.
And
if a private business wants to say you have to get a vaccine, well, then that's okay. But this is the government, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
The reasons that you can find your next hire with Indeed much more easily than you can with anybody else are really starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match, which is what they use at Indeed, searches millions of resumes on the database to deliver candidates whose resumes are exactly what you're looking for. They fit your job description. They got 135 skill sets that go beyond the resume itself to help you find the right candidate for your business, the job opening. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassle of finding these employees, go to Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Friday, 3 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to check on what is trending. Our social media comes alive as Jay Kirshner brings us up to date on the latest. There's another sort of angle to the Britney Spears thing, which we'll talk about first before we move on to some of your responses to some of our questions here on the DJV program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get to it. First of all, Brittany is getting help from the ACLU. I didn't know that. Victoria said she did. How much of an impact does that have on all of this? Is the credibility factor, does that bring it up, do you think, Jay?
Oh, for sure. I think that there's a lot that's going for Brittany and what she's trying to do, and there's not as much against her, which is why it's going to be so astounding if the judge in today's hearing does not allow her to hire her own lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Which would be, by the way, the third time she would have been rejected. So mm-hmm. how you deny, that's a blatant denial of due process. And I don't know how anyone can get around that, especially now. And that's one of the reasons why the ACLU has been involved with the Free Britney movement. Because, I mean, this is, you're blatantly denying someone their constitutional rights. And under what grounds, you know, if this continues, I just don't understand how this Judge Penny can continue to sit on the bench. I don't understand it.
Especially after June 23rd, when Brittany gave her own testimony on her own behalf. This was the first time since the beginning of all of this that Britney Spears even spoke on her own behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Because she felt like she was so just not heard that first time that she thought, what's the point of saying anything?
Yep.
This time, she gave a lot of detail of what she is going through. So to have that new knowledge, you have to give her own lawyer. Let her pick.
It's the public is very much on her side, that's for sure. All right, so moving into the All-Star game, a lot of people are talking about the most visible character. The All-Star game saw the American League win again, what, 8 years in a row? I remember as a kid, the American League never won. It was always the National League, and now that sort of has turned around. I guess I wonder out loud, why would that be? What is it, just better players? Things, you wonder what the balance is all about. So what are people saying about the results of the game in terms of social media?
Oh, people are excited, yeah. I mean, it was a fun All-Star game. The American League beat the National League 5-2, but the real star of the show was Shohei Ohtani, who didn't even have his best performance.
No,
but
he was out
he's
early.
He's such a star. He's so incredibly good. And a lot of players talk about how humble he is, too, how he has just such a massive following. He has everybody's eye, and yet he's the most kindest, humble person out there. A lot of the players were even going up to Shohei asking for his autograph.
Really?
Like, he probably broke the record for most autographs given in a single day just because
Isn't
of all of the fans.
He doesn't speak English particularly well, though, does he? He was born in Japan, but he moved to America. How is his English?
Stephen A. Smith made comments on him using an interpreter during press conferences.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But he's been singled out as a jerk before. I think we've talked about him before. But under the circumstances, it's just kind of cool to see all the camaraderie. I watched the game for a little while last night. It was nice to see the camaraderie of all the players and different teams. Cool. It's 28 past the hour.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As immigrants from Central and South America can now simply walk across the U.S.-Mexico border, on Tuesday, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is telling Cubans and Haitians, you are not welcome here.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
For the first time in Senate history, Senators Wednesday will move toward ending the federal prohibition on marijuana, removing it from the federal list of controlled substances. 18 states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and 37 states now allow the medical use of cannabis. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter Tuesday shamed President Biden's misinformation about the GOP elections bill. According to Abbott, the laws make it hard to cheat.
You might remember, President Biden called me a Neanderthal for opening Texas 100% and no masks. It turned out he was wrong. After that opening, Texas COVID numbers improved substantially. Well, now President Biden is calling Texas names again. This time, he's chastising us for making it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And once again, President Biden ignores the facts. The fact is that Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting. The Texas law also helps to prevent mail-in ballot fraud in Texas. That is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It will uphold the integrity of our elections and ensure that Texans who do qualify to vote by mail will have the ability to do so. President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Taking care of my dietary needs now, the ladies of the DJV program. I'm writing down guacamole. I don't even know how to. That's a hard word.
Just write avocado, because okay. You don't like guacamole. And then right. just avocado.
All right,
that's all.
Taking care of that.
We need a
Bingo.
DJV show cookbook.
Yes, that's, we should do one of those. You're
Phil
right.
is very much the home chef.
Jay, yeah. very good. Jay Kirshner, the home chef, is here with Victoria Keelan, who likes to order in. This is the DJV program. Doug likes to eat the old stuff in his refrigerator, so I'm listening.
It's probably why you're sick right now.
For the benefit of the audience who have been maybe in and out all morning, I have not felt well for the entire program. But being the trooper and soldier that I am, because I wanted to, I wanted to celebrate Bastille Day, which is today, the national celebration in France, Bastille Day, the anniversary of the fall of the Bastille. In 1789, it was the end of the monarchy, July 14th in that year. It was a big medieval fortress, eventually used as a prison, and that's why people didn't like it. It was a symbol of the horrible thing. I'm talking about real horror. The French go back in this historical perspective, what they used to do to torture people. Oh, my God. Well, that's true of a lot
they
of the Europeans.
They invented the guillotine, right?
Yeah, right. Well, that's probably not torture. That's a quick end, right? It's just horrible.
I don't know. I can't even think about that.
When you think about that. Well, it was just a mechanized way of basically doing what they did earlier, and that's take a big axe and behead you that way. Mm-hmm. You know, the old stories of these guys, these big muscle-bound guys with the blacks the black hood over their head. They come up with a big axe and just whoomph. That was the end of that.
I'm sorry, but your brain has to still be, like, alive.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. Can we move on?
Yes.
Basically. Anyway, that's why people didn't like the Bastille, and that's why today is Bastille Day in France and celebrated elsewhere, it would appear. But more importantly, it's Shark Awareness Day because of what all of the shark stuff on TV this week. Sharks shark here, sharks week. There.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Lots of sharks. Yep.
Lots shark of sharks. Week. They are living fossils. In fact, sharks are older than the dinosaurs. Been around for a long time, 230 million years. It seems sharks were first on the planet. Maybe 420 million years, depending on who you talk to. They've survived mass extinction because they were in the water. So when the dinosaurs got wiped out, the sharks were in the water. They, along with cockroaches, right? That's pretty much it. It's all that survived. They belong to the, all right, am I going to pronounce this correctly? Cartiglionis group of fish?
I think it's Cartiglionis, right?
Yeah. Well, it's cartilage, basically.
Right.
They don't have bones. Their skeleton is all cartilage. And so when there's been a big controversy in the last 40, 50 years because the Japanese would go out and they'd fish for sharks, and they'd because shark tail was a delicacy, they'd just cut the shark tail off and throw the shark back in the water.
And
the
rest of the sharks would, and
they
shark
still do
that.
Is,
oh, yeah. It's horrible. It's disgusting. It's, you know.
But
yeah,
people say sharks are bad because they eat things they, you know, I think people still don't understand. Sharks will not eat a person unless you provoke them.
Well, if you're in their food supply, I mean, if you're in their way, then sure, sharks will take a bite out of you and realize very quickly that you're not what's on the menu for them. So, I mean, most people die from shark attacks just because they bleed out. Yeah, it's not because the shark eats them. It's not like Jaws.
No.
The shark takes a bite and goes, oop, that's not what I like, and swims away.
Yeah. They did like Robert, what was it? The actor
Robert
name?
Shaw?
Robert Shaw.
Yeah.
See you later. Okay. The IRS is sending 4 million refunds out. Can you please, Victoria, clarify what that is all about? Because it's very confusing. I think a lot of people don't know. Are they getting a refund? Are they getting unemployment checks? And there are millions of people. So what's this? Why the confusion and what's the scoop?
Well, the scoop is that 4 million refunds will be sent this week because people overpaid on their 2020 unemployment taxes. And so this
people
is what
businesses did or individual? I don't understand.
No, this is individuals. Don't. So if you work for a company that takes taxes out for you, if you're a W-2 employee, then you pay into the unemployment system, which is one of the things that really, I was on unemployment once. I had paid into it for many years working. So that was my money that, you know, I invested essentially and deserved to get back. That's one of the things that bothers me. People are like, oh, it's your taxpayer dollars. If you're not paying into the system, it's not coming out of your pocket. Anyway, so $1.9 trillion dollars in the American Rescue Plan Act, that which went into effect in 2020, that became law in March. That went essentially what they it is a little bit confusing.
It is confusing.
So
isn't
if
it?
You are an individual, essentially your unemployment compensation, people were taxed. They were overtaxed for it the way that it was calculated. So if you are an individual or a married couple with a modified adjusted gross income of under $150,000, you overpaid, and you will be getting a refund, essentially. The average refund, here's the good news, if you did overpay, the average refund is $1,265 just for this mistake. And refunds are going to start being given, they're going to be given out starting today via direct deposit. So if you receive your, you know, if you pay your taxes through direct deposit or if you have your bank account hooked up, you will get your refund starting today. So that's great news. If you use a paper check, which like Doug likes to do, then those checks will start going out on July 16th. So this point it's uncertain how many people are actually due the refund, but right now they do know that the starting number is 4 million.
A lot of money. Where is it all coming from?
It is.
Lots of money. Money.
Do you want to hear, during the commercial break, Jay and Phil and I were laughing about this. So I'm on CNBC, right? So I'm reading some of the financial stuff. And I totally did some clickbait like you would do. Did you see the story? Okay. So there's a guy. His name is Douglas Austin Jensen. Have you heard of him?
No.
Okay. This genius was one of the Capitol rioters. He's a QAnon, a known, very vocal QAnon supporter, Trump supporter, right?
Yep.
So his video, he made a selfie video the day of the Capitol riot, and it has now gone viral. I don't know why it's taken this long, but it has now gone viral. And the reason it's gone viral is because this genius says, as he's filming himself with his hand up against a wall, he says, quote, "This is me touching the effing White House. This is why we're here." Although he doesn't apparently realize he's not at the White House. He's at the Capitol building.
The ignorance that is presented by many of those people who are just there because the mob mentality is what it is. The ignorance, and this goes back to education.
But how do you not know that you're not
because
at the White House?
Stupid.
He was out sick that day from school.
Yeah, right. I think you're right about that. Okay,
and then he tells everybody he's filming the mob in this video, mm-hmm. and then he's commentating and saying, "I'm at the White House, just so you know." No,
yeah,
you're
right.
not, dude. Yes, you're so nowhere not. Near the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The level of the lack of education, oh, man.
Yeah, we're really in it. This is a dangerous place. It's laughable, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of money that we pay for an educational system that just doesn't work,
yep.
Incredible. And it doesn't serve anywhere near certain members, the ones who are at the bottom end of the stick and the ones at the top end of the stick, those people get serviced. The people in the middle, the vast majority of students, get nothing. They have no attention. They get drivel from teachers who often don't know any more about what they're talking about than we do. It's just what's going on is an imposition of thought, not things that you learn about what makes the world work. And so on it goes, and we sit here and take it. Demi Lovato came out. Remember we were talking about this, was it last week, the week before? It's been recently, anyway. I asked you what non-binary meant. Do you remember?
Yes.
We had that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She's been on Twitter. This is probably something that's in social media, I guess, Jay. You've probably seen it.
Yeah.
Said she, talking about the pronoun and the transition. And she said she doesn't mind if you don't apply the correct gender to her. I didn't. Just,
the first time. She said she's okay with it if you misspeak on it the first time, but she asks that you try to make a point to learn it.
I think she has the right approach, because I think she's basically, she's being reasonable. She's saying, look, I get it. Even for me, sometimes, I'm 20-something years into this, you know, into being a she female. Now I'm a they, and it's an adjustment. I'm sure it's an adjustment for her family and close friends, too.
So
I think
what
that she's
is she?
Being
is she a woman or is she a man?
Well, it's not about
she's
that.
A they.
Both.
Yeah.
It's a they, yeah.
Well, what is that? So what does that mean? Do we have to have labels? Why would I care what she is? Personally, I mean, she's a singer. That's how I know her. I don't know her. Nor
well,
do I
Demi's,
care
saying she, Demi's saying they don't, and I'm sorry, I keep saying she. Demi's saying they don't identify as male nor female.
But where does this stuff come from? Who dreams this stuff up? Who
this
is the first
kind of conversation, because I remember when I was younger in school, and we'd have conversations about masculine and feminine energy, and how a lot of times women have a little bit more masculinity than feminine, and vice versa. Men will have more feminine side.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things that's just...
So why don't we just say that?
We get put in boxes. Yeah.
I don't know.
So if someone feels that they have more traditionally masculine energy than female, but they're, mm-hmm.
But they don't
in a biological female body, then, yeah, I mean, I get it. It's confusing for other people, but I think that I would hope that we're moving into a space where everyone really can just... feel free to express themselves the way that feels the most natural to them.
It's a very interesting. I don't think I've ever told the story in the year. I have a couple of times in my life dated female bodybuilders. Once when I was working back in the 80s in Florida, and more recently. And I remember having a conversation with her one night at dinner where she said to me that some people confuse her for being a man because she has muscle. And I thought to myself, I said, why is that? She said, well, people come up to me and they want to know if I'm a man or a woman. And I said, what do you tell them? And she says, I just show him. Which was kind of interesting, but that was the way she was. She was very up, she's very upfront about it.
What, does she flash them?
Well, yeah, kind of. And then, so, but why does it make a difference to me? Are you uncomfortable?
Other because people case, are. Yeah. And I think that's the reason. Everybody feels the need to put everybody in a box with a label, nice and neat. So nobody, you know, and yeah, it's just, it's... I'm happy that the next generation is moving on from that.
You're going to groan. You ready to groan? All right, both of you are going to groan. Some of the people in the audience are going to groan. Okay. Quote of the day comes from Clint Eastwood, who said, quote, participating in a gun buyback program because you think that criminals have too many guns is like having yourself castrated because you think your neighbors have too many children. And you can...
That doesn't make any sense.
Think about that. Well,
does that make sense to you?
To me? Yes, I understand what he's saying. It's kind of, it's silly. There's so much, the gun buyback programs, I guess they're A-okay, but do they do any good? Do you think criminals are turning in their guns? That's the question isn't whether people are turning in guns or there are too many guns, because I think we all agree, I do anyway, that there are too many guns. But it's a right, and people get all upset if you tell them, you know, it's just too many guns. But that's my read on it. I don't tell people what to think and how to think and what to do. I just think that there are too many guns. But in this circumstance, there are... if you think that that's the problem because you have a gun, and then you think that there are too many children in your neighborhood, and so you take it into the matters into your own hand, I'm going to make sure I don't have any more kids. You know, that's kind of what he's saying. Maybe
well, I
stretch,
think some people but. Who get involved with the gun buyback programs, they just think, you know what, I could use that money for something else. I don't need the gun. Right. I don't need to use that money. I'm totally cool with people having guns. I just want to see more responsibility around it, more training. Criminals are going to get guns, but they're stealing their guns from people who followed the law to get their weapons. And a lot of times they broke into their house and the gun wasn't secure. Somebody left it in their glove box in their car overnight.
Right.
I mean, that's the stuff that shouldn't be happening. We got to focus on that.
Yeah.
Here's
I have
something
no issue.
You'll be delighted Sorry. With. A,
Go ahead.
The
video. I'm delighted. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good. You're delighted with the buyback?
No, go ahead. I'm delighted with what you're going
to
say.
Oh, I'm delighted to tell you that more and more people, since we started talking about, I get the numbers, the number report, since we've been talking about Navage and what a wonderful, it's an invention, I guess. Wouldn't you call it an invention, ladies?
Sure.
Yeah, it's an invention. It takes care of all the airborne threats that go through your nose, all the pollution, the allergens, the viruses, bacteria, that sort of thing. Every morning when you wake up, your nose is crusty, right? You want to clean it out with Navage. Gets rid of the things that have stuck to your nose through the night. I know it's not pretty to think about it, but it's pretty practical. As you brush your teeth and wash your hands and face, move the Navage right to the sink and clean out your nose. 30 seconds I think it takes and that's it. So be prepared for what will happen, perhaps cold and flus coming back without having all the attention on COVID. So you need Navage for that. Navage is available to purchase on their website at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
After the hour now in the DJV program, we have as a service to mankind the presence of Chuck Curry, so we can figure out what's going on in the world of movies, movie news, that sort of thing. Movie moments is what we call it, and we'll get to it in a moment.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
This is so not a good theme for the movie. It tells you nothing about the movie. I never understood. Yeah, there are themes that are like that. We play often themes from movies so we can get into a discussion of the movies. This is the main theme from the first Die Hard. Did they ditch it after the first one, or do they keep using it? I don't remember. This is
no, I think they just kept it in the first one, Doug.
Yeah. So why is it that there is this move among movie producers, directors, to put this nondescript music in, if anything, Die Hard, big action flick, why doesn't it have music to support the fact that it's a big action flick?
It does, but they use that as a main riff of Beethoven's Ode to Joy. I thought it worked beautifully. This week in movie history, Die Hard, premiered in U.S. theaters, actually tomorrow, July 13, 1988. It was based on a novel titled Nothing Lasts Forever, which was a sequelized novel to the Frank Sinatra movie The Detective. The idea, Doug, was hatched when the author sat in a movie theater back in 1974 watching The Towering Inferno. Frank Sinatra contractually was offered the role of John McClane. Sinatra was in his upper 60s, said no. I guess he didn't want to jump off a high-rise building with a fire hose attached to his waist, so he said no. And then they optioned the property originally as a sequel to Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger. For some reason, he turned it down. Stallone turned it down. They looked at Nick Nolte, Richard Gere, the guy who played MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson, they looked at him, and ultimately took a flyer on an actor named Bruce Willis who was doing the TV show Moonlighting with Cybill Shepherd. That was home run casting. I remember going opening day, which was a Friday, July 13th. I went to the Kings Plaza by myself, the 1 o'clock show, because I was intrigued because I was such a big fan of The Towering Inferno. I sat and watched this movie halfway through, and I, one of the rare times I said to myself on a first viewing in a movie theater, this movie is an instant classic. And I wound up seeing that film, I think, like 10 times in a movie theater on its initial run. The audience absolutely loved it. They reacted. They laughed. They cheered. Bruce Willis became an instantaneous movie star. And also Alan Rickman, who played the villain Hans Gruber, one of the great villains of all time,
was a stage actor.
He was a stage actor. That was his first theatrical movie. John McTiernan, who did Predator and Hunt for Red October, directed. It's a perfect script, perfect direction, well shot. Everything about it is perfectly executed. And I think Die Hard, I've always said, is the greatest pure action movie ever produced. It's a masterpiece if you like action films.
Well, haven't there been, what, four or five?
There have been five. I don't count number five because I hate it. But I do love the first four. I think the first sequel at an airport was really good. The one that took place in New York City, I thought was awesome, except for the ending. And I like the fourth one when he came back, when they teamed him up with Justin Long. I thought that was a really fun film. You know, it's also, I just want to point out, I don't think no movie in its time was ever copied or cloned more. I mean, the terrorist takeover storyline was done in Under Siege 1, Under Siege 2, Passenger 57, Air Force 1, Sudden Death with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and a movie called Toy Soldiers with Sean Astin and Lou Gossett Jr. So, and it's countless DVD rip-off and clone ideas off the original Die Hard. So that concept works for some reason, and it never worked better than the original film.
All right, that's how you really feel, right?
I do. And I thought I just did an amazing job talking about that.
I think you did as well.
Story for
you're spellbound. Nobody said anything. Victoria didn't say anything. I didn't say anything. He just sat and listened to you spellbound talk about Die Hard. Right. That's what he's all about. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program Movie Moment.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.